Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, Patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting out of Spokane, Washington on 96.5 FM and AM 630. And of course, the awesome live stream for all of those outside the terrestrial coverage area. Thank you for the American Christian Network and Liberty Broadcasting for providing that. Tell your friends about that too, by the way. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Trump Tuesday.
Yes.
Yes, Trump is the name of the game all across the world.
Yeah. You know, I get tired of hearing, you know, patriots like, well, I don't like the way he says some stuff. It just kind of rubs me the wrong way. I mean, I'll vote for him, but, like, hold on. The person that your enemies are terrified of is the person to be in the office. You don't have to like the way they talk or like the way they comb their hair.
That's right.
Just like Winston Churchill. I mean, there's a time in history when there is nobody. There's one person and no substitute for the right person at the right time to save your nation.
That's right.
And that's it. That's why. And of course, we remind everybody that he is the rightfully elected president. The election was stolen through a communist-backed coup. And we're not going to forget it. So
that's
there,
for sure.
Take that.
Exactly. Well, and we've got a great clip from him today as he gave his speech at his rally in Iowa. Because, you know, and we listened to that whole thing because, well, we like to listen to all of his speeches. But what he had to say to the people in Iowa was so, so very important. Because what he did for the people of Iowa was he got $28 billion in help and well, basically farm help for all the farmers that greatly needed it. And while he was describing what he was going to be doing for the farmers, he said, well, I'll get you all the subsidies you guys have ever wanted. And a group of them said, we don't want subsidies. We want you to just even the playing field for us, because we can take care of all the rest. If the playing field is even, instead of, you know, having all of the tariffs against American farmers and in favor of all the other countries, you know, that was all they needed to get a leg up.
Yeah, and that's the competitive. They don't need a competitive edge as long as they're not being hamstrung.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all they're asking for.
Exactly. And so that's very true. I mean, we have got the most abundant farmland, the most productive farmland in the world in the United States.
And the technology and capability without genetically modifying it to produce, mass produce an abundance that we could not only take care of ourselves, but export.
Right.
You know, so.
Well, and that was just an awesome reminder, too, that hey, look at what he did for the state of Iowa alone. That was outstanding. And any of you out there that are farmers or livestock owners, you all have been saying Trump praises the same as I have ever since he went in and gutted all of the EPA regulations that were designed to buckle the farmers and get rid of them all.
Right.
And that's
like they're trying to do right now with this climate hoax.
Well, that's what it's all based on. It's still the same. It's still the same story.
Yeah.
It's just, and it's the same perps trying to push the same old stupid game. But Trump threw a huge wrench in their works for a very long time.
They've got another summit going on in Dubai talking about the climate hoax. Man, they just got to keep ramming it through. Well, but Biden was pretty upset when he realized that Trump, provided $25 billion for the farmers.
$28 billion.
He's thinking, dang it, that's $28 billion. I could have
pocketed
siphoned,
somehow.
I could have siphoned 10% off of that and sending that to Ukraine.
That's right.
Or, well, somebody.
Yeah, and he says that in his speech as well, that you know, this past 3 years or so has been all about looting America. And that's exactly what we've been saying is that's exactly what communists do. They go in and they redistribute the wealth into their own pockets. Well, and anybody else will call that stealing.
Well, what we should do is just call it, should be Republicans and the plunderers.
Yeah.
It's the Republican Party and the plunderer party.
Yep.
Because that's what they're doing. They're plundering the wealth of the United States, choking the life out of our country and our economy. Look, groveling to Venezuela for oil.
Yeah.
And it's garbage oil. We're sitting on some of the most pristine oil reserves.
Well,
the most pristine and largest oil and natural gas reserves in the world.
That's right. As it is right now, all the oil reserves that we currently have within our United States is enough to last the United States 750 years at our current rate of use.
Yes.
750 years. That is how much oil we have just sitting there waiting to be tapped.
750 years is about 100 times more than you need to develop the technology to get into alternative methods of producing energy.
That's right.
I mean, we're rushing it. We don't need to be rushing toward getting off of what they call fossil fuels.
Right.
But they don't come from fossils.
That's the thing, too, is we don't need to get off fossil fuels. They are abundant, which is probably why the Lord put them there in the first place.
Absolutely.
So that we could have life and have it more abundantly.
Yeah.
And that is more or less the lifeblood. To be able to get that done at a low cost, you know, between trucking supplies and keeping the whole economy moving and working, well, like a well-lubed machine, right?
Yeah. You know, if you guys haven't listened to Sunday night's podcast with the interview with Simon Roche from, I kept calling him Simon Roche from South Africa. An outsider's perspective, and you know, he's very plugged in politically, and he's very astute. To get, you know, like Amir Sarfati or Simon Roche, their take from outsider's perspective, looking at America going, what is wrong with you people?
Right. What's wrong with Americans?
Yeah. What's wrong with the patriots? Where are the patriots? Where's that fighting spirit? I mean, the entire rest of the free world is looking to the United States. They're looking up to the United States and the Patriots for somebody to stop the madness. But the entire world has gone insane. The entire world.
Right. Well, and that was quite a shocking thing to hear, I thought. You know, that he says, what happened to you guys? Why aren't you guys doing something? All the other countries are doing more than you guys have been when anything happens in their nations. And he said, and then we're just astonished that America is just placid and Americans just allow it to happen. They don't do anything. They don't they don't get out there and stop it. They don't do anything. And that was quite the wake up call too, because that's exactly how we feel.
It is
of course we want to do something. And
well, let's restore the Republic. Everybody follow me. Oh, it's just me.
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay. Well, you guys are like, yeah, go for it. I got to go to Costco. So good luck.
Yeah, right. I've got some.
I got to take my kids to soccer.
Yeah, something. Well, and also what was interesting was about how Trump was saying, you know, here they want to use switch us all over to electric cars, you know, get us all off of using oil oil aplenty in the United States so that we can be dependent on the electric cars that use Chinese batteries that are made of only things that you can find in China.
Yeah.
And so that is ridiculous because, you know, they don't go very far. You know, if you want to drive more than 5 miles, you're out of luck. And here is Newsom saying, well, we're partners with China on climate change and how China is just laughing at the United States going, yeah, right, let's just do the climate thing. And meanwhile, you and I have watched continuous streams of coal cars heading to the West Coast.
Oh yeah, daily.
Daily. It's all you see is just thousands and thousands of continuous cars full of our coal headed to China. And that's because the Chinese are smart. They're going to burn coal, the same coal that is going to basically have to be used to run all of these sustainable development energy plants.
Governor Newsom says that China is our partner in climate change partners, even though they're putting up, what, two new coal plants a year?
Yep, that's right.
And by our trainloads, like literally trainloads of our coal going to China. We see it coming through the American Redoubt.
Well, and why? Because that's smart. They should be doing something like that. In fact, coal is what keeps our energy supply stable.
Well, and we can't compete with their labor. So I have an idea. All these illegals, why don't we just round them up, partition a portion along the southern border? How about a blue state, New Mexico, and put in lithium battery plants? And I say reinstitute indentured servitude. You want to come to America? You're going to have to work for it and work in a lithium battery plant. Why not? Right?
Well, I say let's just send them all back home and start drilling for oil instead. I'd say I would much rather wave goodbye to them as they are heading out on the buses back home.
Well, yeah, we could put lithium battery plants in their countries. They can work in those plants.
That's
and
right.
Then in 10 years they get an application, which may or may not get approved.
There you go.
Well, anyway, just trying to think outside the box there. So
right.
Outside the battery box. And I like the oil. That's where it's at. Let's get to the word of the day.
Okay,
what have we got, Lady Liberty?
Let's do it. Okay, so the word of the day for Trump Tuesday comes to us from 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verses 2 through 20, that reads, "Then King David rose to his feet and said, 'Hear me, my brethren and my people. I had it in my heart to build a house of rest for the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, and for the footstool of our God, and had made preparations to build it. But God said to me, You shall not build a house for my name, because you have been a man of war and have shed blood. However, the Lord God of Israel chose me above all the house of my father to be king over Israel forever, for he has chosen Judah to be the ruler. And of the house of Judah, the house of my father, and among the sons of my father, he was pleased with me to make me king over all Israel. And of all my sons, for the Lord has given me many sons, he has chosen my son Solomon to sit on the throne of the kingdom of the Lord over Israel. Now he said to me, It is your son Solomon who shall build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be my son, and I will be his father. Moreover, I will establish his kingdom forever, if he is steadfast to observe my commandments and my judgments, as it is this day. Now therefore, in the sight of all Israel, the assembly of the Lord, and in the hearing of our God, be careful to seek out all the commandments of the Lord your God, that you may possess this good land and leave it as an inheritance for your children after you forever. As for you, my son Solomon, know the God of your father and serve him with a loyal heart and with a willing mind, for the Lord searches all hearts and understands all the intent of the thoughts. If you seek him, he will be found by you, but if you forsake him, he will cast you off forever. Consider now, for the Lord has chosen you to build a house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it." Then David gave his son Solomon the plans for the vestibule, its houses, its treasuries, its upper chambers, its inner chambers, and the place of the mercy seat, and the plans for all that he had by the Spirit of the courts of the house of the Lord, of all the chambers all around, of the treasuries of the house of God, and of the treasuries for the dedicated things, also for the division of the priests and the Levites, for all the work of the service of the house of the Lord, and for all the articles of service in the house of the Lord. He gave gold by weight for things of gold, for all articles used in every kind of service, also silver for all articles of silver by weight, for all articles used in every kind of service. The weight for the lampstands of gold and their lamps of gold by weight for each lampstand and its lamps for the lampstands of silver by weight for the lampstand and its lamps according to the use of each lampstand. And by weight he gave gold for the tables of the showbread for each table and silver for the tables of silver. Also, pure gold for the forks, the basins, the pitchers of pure gold and the golden bowls. He gave gold by weight for every bowl and for the silver bowls, silver by weight for every bowl, and refined gold by weight for the altar of incense and for the construction of the chariot, that is, the gold cherubim that spread their wings and overshadowed the ark of the covenant of the Lord. All this, said David, the Lord made me understand in writing by his hand upon me all the works of these plans. And David said to his son Solomon, be strong and of good courage and do it. Do not fear nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, my God, will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you until you have finished all the work of the service of the house of the Lord. And that's it.
Wow. And that's a random turning.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a random turning. And I thought it was rich in content because it describes several things. It's almost like, it's like God being part of your family.
Right.
You know, like part of your male line where it's the father handing it down to the son, to the next son, you know,
right.
grandfather to father.
Passage.
Yeah, exactly. And David, who's very well accustomed to working with the Lord and what the Lord expects and wants of him. I just love how he says that in verse 20, where it says, and David said to his son Solomon, be strong and of good courage and do it. Do not fear nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God, my God, will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you until you have finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord. That's awesome.
And very, very detailed instructions for
right.
how to, or what's the word? Ordinances. No, accoutrements, the stuff. There we go. I think that's the technical word for it. All the stuff that's supposed to go in there.
All the stuff in the temple. Yeah. The temple's stuff. Well, right. You know, the temple's stuff is also a great description here because it's all made of silver and gold.
Yes.
And so, boy, that has to have been quite the beautiful piece of artwork. I mean, every last one of them.
It would have to be. It must be.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. If you want to live. If you're
right.
a silversmith,
right.
you know,
no
or
kidding.
A goldsmith.
Yeah, making something as important as the cherubim over the ark. I mean.
Oh, don't mess that up.
No kidding.
I wouldn't even want that job. But right. but these people were extremely skilled and crafted. They weren't amateurs.
Right.
But, you know, it's kind of interesting. I had pulled up this story. I got this one from Just the News. Talk about the candle holders in the candle stands, the menorah that's in there. Well, if you guys don't know the story of Hanukkah, you should look it up. Even, you know, we're not Jewish, but this is a Jewish holiday. It comes right around the same time we celebrate Christmas. But cities around the country right now are removing the menorah from their holiday festival displays because of what's going on in Israel, the Israel-Hamas thing right now. They don't want to be perceived as taking sides. This is absolutely ridiculous.
Absolutely.
But the menorah is something that was in the temple, just what you just described.
Right.
And here's the menorah that's the symbol of this celebration where it was a miraculous, they have one day's worth of oil, and it miraculously burned for 8 days until they bring more oil in, and they have to keep it going nonstop. So it was a miracle, and it's a really neat story behind it. But the fact they want to remove it so they don't offend anyone is offensive.
Yeah, that's right. Well, yeah, exactly. That's too bad because they just offended us. So
absolutely.
So maybe if people would actually show some offense when they do things like that, trying to bend over or kiss the boots of the Muslims, you know, that's well, offensive to us.
Of all places, London now is backpedaling. Now they're going to reinstate the menorah as part of the holiday season. Canada, they're getting rid of it in one place, Moncton, Canada. But in the United States. Another example of how far and farther the United States has fallen than the rest of the world. The event organizer, and this is in Williamsburg, Virginia, the event organizer claimed that a Hanukkah celebration would send a message that the festival was supporting the killing and bombing of thousands of men, women, and children.
Oh, brother.
And even went a step further by offering to reinstate the event if it was done under a banner of calling for a ceasefire.
Yeah.
You know what? Well, that person needs to go. They need a one-way ticket, a flight to the Gaza Strip.
Exactly. They need to go and help out those people that they are so supportive of.
Yeah.
And find out exactly what those people are like.
Right. Put them in a room with the women and children and let them describe in their firsthand accounts of what Hamas did to them.
That's right.
Things that will make you not be able to sleep. Let that person hear about what happened to them on October 7th and since while they were in captivity.
That's right.
Yeah, just vile people. But anyway, well, thank you for that. That's still fascinating how it ties in today. Look, the menorah is just as relevant today.
Exactly.
Wow.
And, well, yeah, I just really thought it was nice to read that, too, because, you know, here he's pointing out, God, like you said, God is very specific, and David heard his voice well enough to hear very clearly what God wanted and what he didn't want.
Yep.
And so God is always very precise, very specific. He always tells exact instructions for how to build everything in his temple to the T.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it's so fascinating. I love the fact that he expects everything in his temple to be perfect because he is perfect. And that is another very important point about how God does not change. And
that's right.
And the reason behind why God does not change is because he's already perfect.
Yes.
For him to change would indicate that there has to be improvement possible. And
right.
That's not possible if you're already perfect.
No kidding.
And so God does not change. And so, that's exciting stuff.
Yes, it is. All right. Well, one more time. That scripture is...
Okay, so that was 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verses 2 through 20.
All right. Got it. All right. Good one. Okay, well, let's go ahead and take that break then. Thank you guys for supporting us. And I want to thank TLC Web Hosting for also supporting us, providing us with web hosting services. You can go to tlcwebhosting.com. They're located in the American Redoubt, Christian Patriot owned, and they will take care of your website as well. Very competitive prices. So check them out. tlcwebhosting.com. The Morning Commute will continue right after these messages. The Son of Man, that's why I'm giving all the glory to God.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
The free world must embrace its national foundations. It must not attempt to erase them or replace them. The United States is founded on the principle that our rights do not come from government, they come from God. The future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots.
Welcome back, patriots, to segment two of The Morning Commute. Lady Liberty, segment two.
That's right, everyone. Welcome back to Trump Tuesday. We've got this clip here that we've been waiting to play for you from his rally in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. He had some great things. So listen here to what he had to say.
the verbal thrashings that I'd give these people. I said, if you want to do that, you're not going to do any more business in the United States, where they make a lot of money. So we had it done. It was a done deal. And then we had the bad results with the election. Horrible, horrible results. What a different country when you think about it. I'm just sitting up here talking to you just like I've got three people in the room. You know, what a terrible thing has happened to our country over an election, over an election. Think of our country would have been, we would have had no inflation. We wouldn't have had the surrender in Afghanistan, which was probably the worst and most embarrassing day in the history of this country that the fake news doesn't talk about. They never talk about it anymore because they're really bad. They're fake. It's not what they say. It's what they don't say, because what they don't tell you is far worse than what they tell you. But we would have had a much different country. We would have had continued to have the greatest economy ever. But we're going to bring it back. I withdrew from the disastrous Iran nuclear deal. That was one of the biggest things I did for Israel, but nothing happened with it because they didn't, when they withdrew, you're supposed to make a deal. They were broke. They withdrew. You were supposed to make a deal. And with the historic Abraham Accords, I even made peace in the Middle East. We're going to have peace in the Middle East. So for four straight years, I kept America safe. I kept Israel safe. I kept Ukraine safe. None of this stuff would have happened. And I kept the entire world safe. And we will again as the 47th president of the United States. We'll do it again. Thank you. I'm the only candidate who can make this promise. And this is one of the biggest promises because our country's never been in a situation like this. We have a man that has no clue negotiating with nuclear weapons. I will prevent World War III. I will prevent it. On my first day back in the White House, I will terminate every open borders policy of the Biden administration, stop the invasion on our southern border, and begin the largest domestic deportation operation in American history.
So many great points there, and I wish we had another 15 minutes to comment on it, but we don't. We're at the end of our time, but we're going to do it again tomorrow, so join us 7 a.m. for the morning commute right here.
That's right. You all have a terrific Trump Tuesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.